from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Club 1080, the hottest spot.
I'll show you my boots.
Milwaukee at the club.
Freaking punch it, bitch.
Club 1080.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch.
Passion are
Google me,
bitch. The fashion at the club.
You freaking bitch. Because this bitch is behind me. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Pop me up over there, bitch.
Welcome to the Bitch Hour without Ryan Isaac Roth.
Freaking punch it, bitch!
That's like his favorite word.
I'd take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
That's still my favorite Roth drop right there.
So
I don't even know why he was angry about Halloween, but he was. He's that guy that refuses to hand out Halloween candy.
I think we were doing some story about like, oh, since we don't get that many trick-or-treaters, we just turn off for our lights, don't come here for candy. You can take that candy and shove it up your little kid.
Something like that. He has become such an old curmudgeon. It's fantastic. He wasn't always that way, but yeah. like he doesn't go out anymore. Like, we'll go out like with like clients, and like by 9 o'clock, Rob's like, yeah, time to turn in. He just has become an old curmudgeon, and it's fantastic, including refusing to hand out Halloween candy.
So,
Google me, bitch.
I wonder about. I mean, clearly, that's like one of his favorite words to say emphatically. Coming up last week, we were talking a lot about the Mariners and their situation, and the name Don Wakamatsu came up, and one of our listeners texted in and said, I think that Don Wakamatsu and Tyler Hansbrough are the most referenced individuals on this show, like of all time.
It's possible.
And so I have not been around for nearly as much of it. And I'm wondering, like, if you whose name do you think you guys have said the most often?
Didn't you set a record, like a Guinness Book of World Records with Wakamatsu?
One day, I don't remember if it was when he got fired or he got hired or whatever. We just started saying Wakamatsu. And I was like, dude, that's such a fun name to say.
It is.
So then we just started saying Wakamatsu. Like, it became like, you ever watch the Smurfs? You know, they say Smurf for everything. It's the Smurfiest. It's like the F word, right?
Okay.
You can use it for anything. So we just started using Wakamatsu. And I think that day we added up, we had said Wakamatsu like 200 times. And then, of course, like for the next like 3 months, like, you know, there was always a Don Wakamatsu reference. So if we've referenced him a bunch, it was more just because it was like, Don Wakamatsu was a one-hit wonder. He had like the song of the summer. He was like Shibuzy. he had like one hit song, and we got all excited about it. He was Carly Rae Jepsen, and you know, we just we got fired up about him one time. If we had to say the who we've talked about the most in 20 years,
off the top of my head, I would have guessed like maybe a name like Neil Olshey could have come up a lot.
Yeah,
Chip,
the GM bro, Dame. Came up. You know, Chip was he wasn't at Oregon that long.
No, he wasn't.
And but I mean, we talked about him when he was out of the NFL. I mean, I was gonna say like LeBron's been around forever, but we don't talk a lot of NBA.
I mean, Pete Carroll has been around for most of the prime tenure as a Seahawks.
You know, Brady got a lot. I mean,
Russ.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
I wish we could pull the data on that because I'd be fascinated to find out what athlete or coach were invoked the most.
Yeah, that's a good question because, you know, the Oregon's, I mean, coaches haven't stuck around. I mean, for a while, Riley, because he was around forever, but, you know, we've been through, you know, Bilotti. Bilotti was there for a long time, and then we went through a lot of guys after that. So, I don't know, that's, and the Blazers have certainly been through a plenty, and we've been through several Blazer stars because we were here for the down years.
Yeah.
And then we're there for the Randolph years, and then we were there for the Brandon Roy years, and then we've just been around a long time. We're a bunch of old curmudgeons.
Yeah,
it's, you know, and then of course the great Don Wakamatsu, the great Don Wakamatsu, which is again I challenge anyone. That's just a great name to say.
Now that texter also said Tyler Hansbrough, which didn't ring, like sit with me. Why is that someone that Rob has talked about a lot?
God, you that's again that's way
that predates me.
That predates you. So I hate college. We do it in college sports in general, but college basketball gets it a lot. Where it's usually the white guy, right? We take the guy that's not very good in college, but we make him out to be the end-all, the be-all because he hustled.
Sure.
And that was Tyler Hansbrough. Tyler Hansbrough was not a great basketball player, but he was white. And so we're like, oh, he's just gritty. Oh, he's just, and he would drive me freaking crazy. And so it was just one of those things. The coverage of him just was nauseating. And so we had a P1, Kevin the Surgeon, who still listens. And he would tweet in he would text in a Tyler Hansbrough reference every single day. And that's back when we used to take calls. He would even call in and have a Tyler Hansbrough thing. And so that was like a running bit for, I think he did it every day for like a year. He would get a hold of the show and make a Tyler Hansbrough reference. So at least for one whole year, there was plenty of Tyler Hansbrough.
You probably had 300 Tyler Hansbrough references.
Oh God, yeah. There were so many of them. So you missed he would get a bloody nose, and people would be like, "That's the greatest bloody nose in the history of basketball." And Dick Vitale's over there giving him a handy because he just can't get enough of him. It's like, oh my God, Tyler Hansbrough! I've never seen anything like it. Why? Because he's a white guy that plays hard, and it's always the white guy. It's never a black guy. It's never a black guy that like does the little thing like Draymond Green. If Draymond Green was white,
no one would ever shut up about him.
Oh my God, you would not hear the end of it.
Maybe that's why he has to tell you why he's so great.
It's possible because if he was a white kid from Indiana, holy f, buckle up!
Look at this glue guy. He's meant so much to this franchise.
Defensive Player of the Year, right? Like what, five rings, or do they have four?
Four rings,
Olympic gold medal. They just. Somewhere like Sean Hannity would be touching himself at night thinking of him. And just, but because he's black now, he's like, oh, we hate him. But undersized, scrappy guy, Tyler Hansbrough. That's what everyone wanted. All those talking heads, the Dick Vitales wanted Tyler Hansbrough to be Draymond Green. The problem is he was unathletic. He was unathletic and wasn't a very good NBA player.
Someone on the Vancouver Report text line says we talk about swag a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, someone else says the Tear Bear.
Yeah, he wasn't around long enough.
I didn't think so either.
You know, Swag may win that.
Yeah.
I mean, all honesty, Swag's been around as long as me and Rob.
Yep.
I mean, we're all 20 years. And Swag's been my producer, I think, three different times. Swag was like our Billy Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd get fired, and then he'd come back, get fired, and come back. And, you know, to this day, we still talk about him. The Swag UP women, like, I'm sorry, that batch of drops was like the best thing that happened to us like in a year.
Here's the situation. I mean, it's over. We think.
We spent like an entire hour doing that.
Yeah, we did.
It may be Swag. And by the way, no one will love this more than Jason Swaggart. But if you had to say who has been mentioned more on this show over 20 years, because you know, the Tear Bear comes and goes, people bring up Tim Tebow, you know, he's the Tyler Hansbrough of the NFL,
sure.
You know, world. You know, Dame, all these guys. But the key is consistency. Jason Swigard would be like the he'd be like the Jim Tomei.
Like Cal Ripken. He just shows up every day.
He's a compiler.
Yeah.
You know, he never hit like 60 home runs. But, dude, that son of a bitch was consistent.
And By the end, you look and you're like, man, that guy's got numbers.
I think it's swag.
Yeah.
I really do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Between all of the shenanigans of swag on and off the air, just the different versions of fat swag, skinny swag, hipster swag, dating swag, single swag
in sunglasses, wearing a tie, doing updates.
I do. I'm declaring it right now. Absolutely declaring it right now. I truly believe that the most referenced and mentioned human being in the history of this dumb 20-year run that me and Rob have been on is indeed Jason Swigard. And as I think about this, I'm not certain it's close. I think Swag may have lapped the competition. I mean, I bet you he gets mentioned at least once a week.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, today, here he comes again. We're just talking about him again. We play his drops all the time. I think it's freaking swag.
Hold on, everybody. Here's the situation.
And then, let's see. I mean, that's – we also got some follow-ups here from previous comments about the ROP Halloween drop. This Vancouver Ford text says, that was from my text. My kid didn't want Butterfingers, and you can take that and shove it up here. Yeah. Was ROP's response to his kid not being about Butterfingers.
Yes. See, there's someone remembered. Someone out there.
And then someone else says, I was interning for Primetime in 2010 when you had the Wakamatsu count. I forgot what the number was, but I had to count every single one of them. That's intern Kurt.
Yeah.
14 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, there's Kevin the Surgeon right there. Right? Time is Tyler Hansbrough. Yeah, we've had varying degrees. You know, my brother, for years before we had our falling out, he built momentum, you know, day in and day out. You know, it's been a couple years since, and to anyone's question, no, he's not coming back. That's not happening. But yeah, I mean, he was a consistent force, but that was, you know, that was one a day. But, you know, some of the Mariner stuff, so he may, you know, he's high up there. But swag? No, man. The consistency of Jason Swigard. And, I mean, it's just an all-timer. It is. It's just swag. And the sweaters or the short shorts. I mean, that guy is the, like, if you had to do, like, write a sitcom, there's always the one, like, anchor, like, you know, the funny neighbor. Like, he's not the main character.
But he's in there all the time.
And he kind of makes it.
Yeah.
That's, for this station, not this show, for this station, swag is like our Kramer. He's just.
It's a good call.
He's just there. He's Wilson next door to the tool man. Yes. He's just there.
All right, coming up, I have a handful of stories here. All of them are pretty weird. I will let Suk spin the wheel of randomness when we come back in the club on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.